Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to talk about Did You Know, and I am going to get to the Matrix of Liberty, I promise. This is history that most people do not know. They should know, but they don't know. Matter of fact, I was preaching at a Liberty University. I know both those at Liberty Council and at the university, but I was preaching at the university and I asked them if they've heard of the Matrix of Liberty, and they said no. I said, well, guys, you're the professors here, you should know all of this stuff. So anyways, with that said, we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to show you this really quick. This is something brand new from Alex Newman. Look what it says. FBI orders banks to flag purchases tied to religion or MAGA. Remember I told you, friends, something really nefarious is going on around the banks? Yep, I knew it. And this is just coming to light now. We already know that this stuff has been going on. All this information that's being leaked to us now, it's been going on for a long time. They've been doing it unlawfully for a long, long time. They just feel safe enough now to let that information out. Okay? But again, I want you to pay attention to this. The FBI orders banks to flag purchases tied to religion or Donald Trump. Now, I don't think people realize that Donald Trump has one end of this net, and the bad guys have another end of the net as they continuously lead, as they control the opposition. You just heard it again. Everything's Donald Trump, Joe Biden. That's all they're talking about. And all the other candidates that they throw out in front of you, these bad actors, these controlled and extorted operatives, because that's exactly what they are, forgetting the 1,000 other presidential contenders that are running for office. Nope, forget about them. Wash them out. Don't let the people hear a word from them. Suppress them unlawfully, the way that they have been through big tech companies over the last 3, 4, 5, and 6 years in this country. Let's just keep driving them over. Let's just keep driving and leading the opposition as we create it and control it. This is what good communists do. It's perfect. But look at this, friends. The FBI now ordering banks to flag. In other words, they want you to tattle on each other. This is all a part of when judgment commences upon a nation. What happens? Well, brother will turn against brother. They'll betray one another. Father against son. Son against mother. So on and so forth. That's what they want. They want you betraying each other. And it's interesting how the FBI is now being equated again on more platforms outside of just this one as the brown shirts. As you all the well know, friends, the FBI has been called out through a national poll by the American people, 74% of which said the FBI is the brown shirts under Joe Biden. No, wait a second. Nothing under Joe Biden, under the American people that tolerate treasonous Joe and his crimes against the American people. Article 3, Section 3, first and foremost scripture, Luke 22:48. That's where Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss. That's what these politicians are doing. I want you to think about this. If those said representatives and agencies that have been created, we know that they're unconstitutional and they're acting accordingly, but if they were doing their job by upholding the law, do you think they'd have to attack the people that are doing the same thing? Absolutely not. They're attacking outlets like this and other outlets across the country that are calling them out for their crimes against the laws that they swore to uphold. The devil hates the light, doesn't he? Yep. And so do all of his minions. And that's exactly what you're seeing here, friends. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but it's a perfect segue into what we're talking about today. So they're using these agencies to attack the American people. They're now going to use the banks, and they're going to ask them to tattle on people that are purchasing Christian materials, the Bible, anything equated to Donald Trump. And I know most people that don't think for themselves think Donald Trump's under attack. No, he's not under attack. Another one of his advisors is now going to prison. Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that everybody's going to jail except Donald Trump? And Donald Trump is just telling judges across the country what the deal is, and they're throwing away the cases. No, that's called leading through opposition. That's called creating the narrative and leading the people about. Yep. Yep, that's exactly right. And it's exactly what's happening today again. Let me ask you this again. So because I heard a guy today talking about our forefathers, someone was highlighting George Washington and praying, so on and so forth. And the first thing he did is he gave the communist answer. He gave the answer that all of his professors gave him. All the revisionists, what they wanted him to say, boy, oh boy, he parroted it. He parroted it. He just threw it out there verbatim what the revisionists and his communist professors had to say. He just attacked our forefathers. Isn't it interesting what our forefathers established over 250 years ago? Isn't it interesting how we were called the light of the world for a couple hundred years, and now their posterity is accusing them of being something that they're clearly not? I mean, folks, it goes to this. If I plant an apple seed into the soil of the ground, again, what is it going to reproduce? An apple tree. And if I sow an orange seed into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? It's going to reproduce after its own kind, right? But when it comes to our forefathers and talking about the Christian heritage that we've been given unto us by our forefathers, in which they established over 250 years ago, somehow or another, the fruit doesn't line up to who they are. But they want you to believe it because their communist professors told you so, and so did the revisionists, and so did the ACLU and the PLC. Yeah, really? Okay, great. 250 years later, 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians, and why? Is it because the devil sowed the seed, or because the Lord, through our forefathers, sowed the seed, along with those bad boys called the Black Robe Regiment? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Here, let me just show you one little image here. I want you to see this, and we'll get into this more later on. But it's interesting, when you go to Philadelphia, I've been there, touch the bell, have the hat, have the T-shirt. What you're looking at on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe to the page, SOL Radio Live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What do you see? You see the Liberty Bell there. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. And what does it say on the Liberty Bell? What's inscripted on that Liberty Bell? I want you to see it for yourself. What's inscripted is Leviticus 25:10. On that Liberty Bell that a bunch of devils, masons, and cult leaders established over 250 years ago. Again, just forget about the seed. Forget about what it produces. Just listen to what the modern day foolish parroting little baby communists have to say, because it counters everything that we are. Again, I want you to look at this really quick. I've got a lot to say, folks, this hour. The Liberty Bell, what's inscripted on it? Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Where does that come from? That comes from Leviticus 25, verse 10. Now, was that the Lord that established what it is that we have today, or was that the devil? Come on, folks.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because I don't want to tell you the truth. Folks, do you understand? Here, again, literally hundreds of emails a day. You know who's sending out the propaganda? It's the conservatives, if that's what you want to call them. They're the ones trying to tell you what the truth is. Well, they're receiving all the information from the CIA-controlled media that 94% of the people don't believe. And they think they're right. It's scary. It really is truly scary. Which brings me back to the point that I was making during the end of the last segment. I had some guy going after some guy that posted a picture of George Washington praying. And then the guy just went after him. He says, oh, Thomas Jefferson was this, and Ben Franklin was that, and George Washington was this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, okay, how do you separate? If we're supposed to judge men by their fruit, what is the fruit of our forefathers? Freedom. Does the devil give freedom? No. Did he establish the Word of God? No. Our forefathers did, in spite of themselves. The Lord still used them. I mean, let's get to the end result here, friends. The fruit that hangs on the branches. But yeah, what do we hear? We hear from these little smart people that know everything. They're the first ones to try to discredit the forefathers that gave them the freedoms that they have. And if you don't, that's your own fault. You're called to fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. And if you don't want to do that, you're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to forfeit them. They're not taken away. They're forfeited. You gave them up because you weren't willing to fight for them. Okay? But what these guys do, they want to come in and they want to discredit the forefathers that paid the ultimate price in giving them the freedoms that they have through Christ. 250 years later, by denouncing the fruit that's hanging on the branches. And yet Jesus told us this is how we're to judge men, Matthew 7:16 through 20. We're to judge men by nothing else but by the fruit that hangs on their branches, period. So what is the fruit that hangs on the branches of our forefathers? Were they skull and bones? Were they these bad devilish masons? Were they these cult members that were out to squeeze everybody and get all the blood and everything that they could out of them? Absolutely not. I'm not saying they were perfect. I'm saying they were fallen men saved by grace. And they were saved by the grace of Christ, who is perfect, who is the standard, and he is the one that we are to emulate, not the faults of other men. Okay, now I want to say this on the other side of that. It's interesting because I can find fault with a lot of things. And how is that? Well, if you look at the FBI, did you know that the way that they detect counterfeit bills is they study the real ones? And as they study the real ones, it's very easy for them to detect the counterfeits, the errors found within the bill. Well, so it is here. When I keep my eye fixed on the Christ and I'm in the Word all of the day, guess what I'm going to see? I'm going to find fault concerning that which lacks who Christ is and who we are to be in Christ. And don't tell me about how we're all fallen and we're to look to our excuses. The excuses are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the risen standard. And again, we are called to emulate him. Hebrews 13:7. Read the Bible for yourselves that you might know for yourselves. Okay? So let's go back to this because we were building off this yesterday. I got all my foundations and my founding documents out today, and I'm looking at quotes like Noah Webster. As a matter of fact, I got his dictionary right behind me. That's all I use here. And what's interesting about it is when you open up the dictionary, it's the 1828 dictionary, the first thing you'll see is a picture of Noah Webster. And it says of Noah Webster, our founding forefather, one of them. It's interesting to note that it says Noah Webster, he who taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law. Isn't that interesting? 1 John 3:4. Read it when you get a moment. Taught millions to read, but not one to sin. Oh my goodness, most people don't even know what sin is. And I'm talking about those that are in the church, concerning the children of the apostates. Noah Webster was also responsible for saying all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from the despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. That's right. That's a departure from the living God. That's where problems start. But isn't it interesting how what we see and hear today from all the smart people is the Christians were responsible for vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war. No, just the exact opposite, because nobody rebuked people that were responsible for bearing this kind of fruit more than Jesus Christ himself did. And that's why he was crucified. Read John 19:15. Once again, most people are incorrect. It's a lack of Christianity. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. But what does it say in verse 6? It says, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Amen. So we walk as he walked. Remember King David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against them. Don't sit there and tell me how you can't help yourself. You can help yourself. There's a dispensation upon you to choose to do the wrong thing, but you don't have the dispensation within you to do the right thing? Really? Especially when you're born of the Spirit of God? Well, the Bible says, he that is born of the Spirit of God sinneth not, and he that abideth in him sinneth not. That's a far cry from the said gospel that we hear in America today again, right? No, what you see in America today is them that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. And they are not heaven-bound, they are hell-bound. The grace that Jesus taught us in John 8:11 is what? Go and sin no more. He also told the man that he healed, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. Read Hebrews 10:26 and also understand what high-handed sin is. Read Leviticus 15. I know most people want to pass there, but I'm telling you, it's not going to fly. Hey, you know what? I've been married now for 6 months. I just cheated on my wife yesterday. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, babe. How's that going to fly in a marriage? Isn't it interesting the Lord calls those that want to play that game adulterers and adulteresses? in James 4:4, oh my goodness, folks, there's an absolute line here. There's an absolute black and white gospel that we need to preach, and that's exactly what you're going to get here at the show every time you join us. Let's go back to this. So we just gave you a quote from Noah Webster. It's interesting, too, when I look at George Washington. Did you know that all the way up until 1962 in this country, did you know that the two highlights, the two points that George Washington made more than any other were religion, Christianity, and morality? Whenever you hear our forefathers talk about religion, right, they're talking about Christianity and the denominations under the umbrella of Christ. Just so you know. But look at this. This used to be in the books before you could graduate in 1962. This is the President of the United States of America. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, what is politics? It's the science of government. What is science? The study of creation. Who established this institution called government? The Lord God of Israel did upon common law, his Torah. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Washington said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity and Christianity and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that men claim the tribute of patriotism, which means to uphold thine laws, who would labor to subvert these great pillars. Who's subverting the great pillars of who we are more than your said representative government today? Then even taking a step before that, who's perverting these great pillars more than the heretics and the hirelings that are preaching from the pulpits across America today, that which in fact are the greatest advocates to abortion, illegal immigration, and sodomy? Who? If there's corruption in the church, there's going to be corruption in government. And that's the way it goes. First the church, then the government. And the government is a reflection of the people. And I'm talking about the 86% in this country that claim to be the Lord's, which is the furthest thing from the truth. Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, speaking of the fruit that hangs on our branches, he said, man, in a word, must necessarily be controlled either by a power without them or by a power, within them or a power without them. Okay? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. The word of God that abideth in me, that overcometh the evil one, 1 John chapter 2. Either that or else men. Listen to what Robert Winthrop said. Either you're going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by the strong arm of man. He said, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Well, guess what's on the horizon, folks? The bayonets. Why? Because they hate God. They say they love God, but they don't even know God's word, and yet they say they love him. Well, the Lord said he was not going to hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. It's the third commandment, Exodus 20, and that's exactly where America's at today. We're going to come back, and we're going to highlight some more of who we are rather than what they want you to believe we are.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. Supreme Court justices rejecting an effort to stop the country's first ever execution by nitrogen hypoxia. It's supposed to happen tomorrow in Alabama. Kenneth Eugene Smith, serving on Alabama's death row for the murder of Elizabeth Sennett back in 1988, requested the new execution method. The United Auto Workers Union endorsing President Biden in the race for the White House. Stock in Tesla dropped Wednesday off of news that it fell short of revenue projections for the fourth quarter, Elon Musk's company dropping 6% after revenue rose only 1% in the last 3 months. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley held a rally in her home state of South Carolina ahead of the state's primary next month. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Well, in the face of all I'm highlighting right now, do you see this? The NFL meets drag nuns now. The NFL announces a night of pride during Super Bowl week in partnership with the organization that supports Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They're all doing it. And I want to tell you why, folks. You've just seen what just happened with the out in California there when they took these sodomites, these abominable human beings, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Leviticus 18, 22. You've seen what happened during the baseball games. The people left the stadium and they started to protest the baseball owners. Well, it's going to happen here, too. But they're all showing their allegiance to this global order. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. In spite of, you know, it's interesting how when people talk about our forefathers and then they take them out of context, instead of burying them by their fruit, they take it for what their communist professors and revisionists had to say about them, right? And they begin to attack our forefathers, but for somehow, reason or another, they don't realize they're straining at the gnat while they're swallowing the big, big camel. But again, I want to go back and cause you to understand what's going on with all of these corporations that are all working in alliance. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. And yes, it is for the American people to put a stop to it. Okay? Don't sit there and tell me about how it's the end days. No. It's the end days if you give up. That's when the end is. Can you imagine our forefathers all sitting around in a circle, all 55, 56 of them, along with the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population of the Black Robe Regiment, and they just looked up at God and said, Lord, we love you, but it's all over with. Is that what they did? Absolutely not. They did just the exact opposite. And I am here to prove that once again here on the Sons of Liberty. And it's interesting because during the break I'm saying, well, where's all those people that are saying that what I'm saying is untrue? 1-866-582-9933. So I just gave you a quote from George Washington, and then I see this little stumbling block here and this rock of fence to those that are disobedient and those that have been appointed to. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow, and then I then believe and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. Wow. Oh, are we back now? We're live? We are. 1-866-582-9933. All of you watching me right now, all of you listening to me right now, where are the debaters? See, facts are stubborn things, folks. There's nothing to speak against. And all of those that want you to believe their nonsense, they know it's true. Once they see you know what you know, folks, and you have something to back it up, they don't have anything else to say. That's why the ACLU won't join us. That's why the SPLC will not join us. This is why corrupt politicians and even the ones that you think are good guys won't join us. Because we want to hold them to the Word of God and to the Constitution. Because a good majority of them, friends, have already professed publicly that they're Christians. And you can see the truth of the matter when it comes to the fruit that they themselves bear. Which is in contrast to what our forefathers established. You have now submitted yourself in America to a said representative limited government that is at war with what our forefathers established every step of the way by God. Okay, let's go to the next one. This is John Jay. He was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He said, Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers, Exodus 18:20 and Exodus 18:25. As well as the privilege of interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christian representatives. My goodness. The professors, communists, revisionists, I wish that Bradley Dean guy, you know, I'm going to have to write another article about that guy. I'm watching him live right now. I'm not going to call in because I know what he's saying is right, but I just hate God. Because I love my self-indulgence, I love my sin, I love my idolatry, and I'll say whatever and do whatever I need to do to get other people to follow me straight into hell. That's why I hate that Bradley Dean guy. Well, praise God. Well, then you fall into the category of hating the one that's preaching against your sin, right? Because it's not your sin that you hate. You hate the preacher. You hate the messenger. It's the worst thing you can do, but it is, in fact, what you're doing right now. Oh, my goodness. Do I want to get to that? Here, what about John Hancock? You guys all know John Hancock. When he signed the Declaration of Independence. Well, let's go over there. Declaration. I want you to see it for yourself. Sons of Liberty Media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Before it's news.com, top left side of the page, go to the live feed, and you will see what I'm about ready to show you right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's originals. I don't know if you guys have seen this in D.C., but it's pretty awesome that you're able to see these founding documents as well. So let's go over to the Unanimous Declaration of Independence. Do you see this right here? I'm going around, circling the name John Hancock. It's the biggest signature. He wrote it so big, so the tyrant across the pond didn't have to put on his spectacles. He was the first one to do it. Folks, he could have lost his head for this. He could have lost his head for this. But he did it anyways, didn't he? Did you know that John Hancock, he's the guy that said, listen carefully to what John Hancock said. He said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. He said, continue steadfast, that means fixed in direction, and with the proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Oh my goodness. My goodness gracious. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go over to Harvard really quick. And I could spend like 5 minutes on each one of these, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go over to the said slogans of those colleges. Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel. Many of them were the signers of the Declaration of Independence and signers of the Constitution. What was their slogan? Well, it was, you ready for this? The two mottos were, for Christ and the church. For Christ and the church. That's the first one. Harvard's mottos, the two mottos. The other one is, for the glory of Christ. Gosh, I hate that Bradley Dean. Bradley, what are you doing? I'm just doing what my father told Gideon to do. He told the church to do the same thing. And that's what we're doing. We're tearing down the idols and altars of our Father. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. We're doing what Ephesians 5:11 tells us when it says to reprove the works of darkness. That's what the church is called to do. I know that they don't understand that mandate, but a good portion of them don't even know the word. So, I don't know. That makes sense, doesn't it? If they don't know it, how are they going to do it? It's like that's why you look at corrupt politicians and people in the pulpits today. They don't know the difference. They've never taken the time to read the word in the Constitution. Why not? Let them do what they do. They know better than we do. As they lead your country into a hell. Yep, I know. I get how it works. Yep. Yale, their mottos. Oh, by the way, declaration signers from Yale are all over. Signers of the Constitution. Other prominent leaders from Yale. What was their slogan? Well, Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conception of divine things and lead you to a saving knowledge of God in His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, my goodness. Did he really say that? He really said that. Yep, they did. Yale requirements, all scholars are to live a Christian and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word. Is that found in the Word? Absolutely. Bradley, but it's not a theocracy, America isn't. Oh, you might want to talk to Samuel Adams about that because it absolutely is. And furthermore, every country is a theocracy. Every country is a theocracy. It just depends upon who you submit yourself to. One is God, or others to Nebuchadnezzar. Well, we know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't submit to man or the arm of the flesh. Nope, they said, we will not bow. And because of it, the whole country acknowledged the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Is that Christianity a thing of the past? Nope, not here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Nope, absolutely not, because we're not going to bow to the state. They work for us. We don't work for them. Period. Okay, so what of Princeton? This is my final one, and I'm going to take our friend from Virginia here in just a moment. Virginia, yes! Right? So what about Princeton? Well, the school started to train up ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay, signers from the Declaration, signers from the Constitution, other prominent leaders, they're all there. John Witherspoon said, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, and shall extend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Oh, look at these institutions have become because the American people allowed it to become what it has become today. Witherspoon said, it is the best friend to American liberty who is most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christianity and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Look what has become of the colleges today. And just think about this, in 1860, 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Only talking about who we are, folks. Only talking about who we are, okay? Not what they want us to believe that we are. Over one-third of faculty, ministers of the gospel. 1890 survey of state universities conducted by James Angell, president of University of Vermont and University of Chicago. You ready? One, two, three. One, over 90% had chapel services. 50% had compulsory chapel. That's number two. Number three is 25% required church attendance. Oh, my goodness. Did anybody want to call in and correct me? 1-866-582-9933. This blows their lies right out of the water. Oh, and these are just the colleges. We weren't talking about, you know, the first grade questions. Not at all. Like the fifth commandment. You know, like, what is the fifth commandment? What's required in the fifth commandment? What's forbidden in the fifth commandment? Oh, no, no, no. Oh my goodness. Apparently, they forgot about McGuffey's readers and how they were infiltrated with the Word of God. And now today, they say that the Bible is a very dangerous book. It is. It is. To the minions of hell. Are you dangerous? Because if you're not, how do you call yourself a Christian? Right? Okay. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, Chris. We ran up against a hard break, and I had to take it. So what say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bradley, I got your book.
Oh, cool. Good.
Yes,
do you read it? Cool.
Yes, sir. Really good. Really. Yes, thank you. I can't wait to see Christians start kicking some ass and being dangerous. But I just wanted to say that my point was going to be that I see a lot of problems with the LGBTQ, the left, all that. You argue with them, you see the interviews arguing about books in the school, whatever the topic, and they ensnare you in these arguments. And what we should do is move past their arguments, look them directly in the face, and say, you hate God, and you're trying to promote filth, and that's it.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, everything. Well, here's the other thing. The only one giving air or weight, the weight that they want you to believe that they have, which they don't have, is the mainstream media. It's those that are behind the scenes that are pulling these people out, and they're using them as political battering rams. They're using them to upend our Constitution. They're using these men that dress like women, all five of them throughout the United States of America, and then they promote them like everybody else is transgender or they accept. It. Well, I can tell you right now, Chris, it's absolutely not true.
And they take advantage of mentally ill people and get groups of them together and show up at school board meetings because
they're right.
Mentally ill people. And also, did you see the Moms for Liberty with Joy Reid? Moms for Liberty lady, she
no.
Had the debate with Joy Reid. Oh, well, it was really good, but anyway.
Okay.
Basically, my thing would. Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll let you continue.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Were you good, Chris? Were you done?
Oh, I was just going to say that just basically. you know, we need to stop participating in their arguments and call them out directly.
Yeah,
and that may be effective.
Yeah, that's right. And here's the other thing, and I'll answer you off air. Is that cool? Because I'm going to go over and I'm going to piggyback what you just said. If you look at Romans 1 and you read it for what it says in context, you can understand that you're dealing with reprobates. You're dealing with people that are abandoned to their sin. It's where they want to be. There is no argument. There's no argument at all. The only argument, listen to me, the only argument against a Christian, the Word of God, is an unholy lifestyle. And what's interesting is, are people paying attention to the fact that the boy acts like the girl and the girl acts like the boy, and yet they say they hate the girls, the boys do, and then they try to act like them. And the girls hate the boys, and yet they try to act like them. They get haircuts, they have a girlfriend, they act like the boy. I mean, folks, they're testifying to you and your face as to the confusion and the warfare that's inside of them. They're self-defeating. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And that's where this is all going to go to. But I want to go back to something I said to Chris from Virginia. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people, a religious people, said John Adams. He said it's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. You have corruption behind the scenes looking for these groups of people that will advocate an agenda that will be, again, used as a battering ram to break up our foundations. Okay, we're ruled by law. And our law condemns the very thing that said representatives and the mainstream media are advocating for. There's nothing to worry about here, friends, in the sense of what you do need to worry about is if you let this go. Because these people love to attack other people that don't agree with them. They love to pull your hair, slap your face, and then when the cameras get there, they play the victim. And then they sell the story that you're a hater and you're a bigot. Then I guess that's what I am. Because I'm going to hold to the law of God. I'm here to tell you that they're an abomination. I'm telling you, if you say that you are a sodomite, you fed the monster, you fed it from start to finish, and I'm telling you, I'm not asking you, I am like Moses going to the face of the devil right now that you serve, and I'm telling you to let these people go. But it's for them to repent on the conviction of the Holy Ghost that leads them to Christ. You need to read God's moral law, His Ten Commandments. Let it drive you to the foot of the cross. The message is, you must be born again. Don't tell me about how you were born that way, because you weren't born that way. You took it on. You took it on. Bottom line, when the Lord said, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones, that's where the Lord is saying, okay, now you've gone too far. Hey, folks, I think people need to understand something. And I know people like to create a God that's all jolly and happy and he looks like Santa Claus. I'm telling you, that's not the God of the Bible. The Bible says that righteousness and judgment are the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. That's in Psalm 97. I'm thinking of Psalm 50 right now, where he said, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces. Oh, that's the Old Testament. Yeah, well, guess what? The New Testament is a fulfilling of the Old. Let's go over to Thessalonians. What does it say? In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Did you have anything else you wanted to add to the conversation? I didn't think so. See, because the Word of God stops the mouth of the world. Read Romans 4 and 5. And if it doesn't stop your mouth, I'm telling you what you're doing is you are froward and you are obstinate and you're impending judgment. You are hastening your impending judgment is what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because they were vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, Chris, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to the corruptible man. And it goes on, and it goes on. Folks, they're creating a God that looks just like them. and it's not a good place to put themselves. Read Romans 1:27 and read it to the end of the chapter, and then you will see exactly here. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. Now, you understanding why the FBI is saying the Bible's a dangerous book? Yep. Because the Gestapo, the masculine sodomites, are a part of it. It's dangerous to their lifestyle. That's foolish. You're working against the God that you're going to meet regardless of what you do. What, you're just going to dare the inevitable? My goodness, folks. You can't make up. How do people like this think? What they do is they throw off reason. And then when you try to reason with them, like Chris was talking about, it's like trying to reason or be rational with a dead horse. Or like trying to give medicine to a dead person. They've completely seared their conscience. It does get to the point where you cannot help people anymore. Okay? Let me finish this. And even so did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. And it goes on. Well, if you look at 1 and 2, folks, you're going to see that that's sandwiched right in between the judgment of God. And I know a lot of these people, they're going to be hardened until they face their judge. But they know within themselves, because they still have a conscience, that what they're doing is wrong. Repent. You're warring against a God that sacrificed his son on Calvary for the sin that you put on his son. The Lord took it all. He showed you his heart. He showed you his hatred for sin, but he also showed you his love for you by being willing to sacrifice his son to redeem you back unto himself through the blood that was shed on Calvary that washes your sin away. How do we turn our backs to this? After all, isn't this what everybody's looking for? It's the most natural thing in the world, is to be reconciled back unto our living God. A God that so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is awesomeness. Hey, folks, that is the definition of awesomeness. Now, here we are again. Here's the matrix of liberty. I said we'd get to it today. Guess what? We're going to have to get to it tomorrow. But I do have it pulled up, and I'm looking forward to this. I'm also looking forward to those people that are out there, and they're being obstinate to the facts when it comes to who we are and what it is that the Lord established through our forefathers. And I wanted to give out one more. We're going to be covering this in about a week, 2 weeks down the road. We'll be talking about the Freemasons. But my point today is this. We'll be talking about this. In spite of men, the Lord did. In every given scenario, in spite of men in their fallen state, God did. If there's any goodness, it's done by him in spite of men. You understand? We are in the freest country established unto us by our Father which is in heaven, through the forefathers in which we're talking about right now, in spite of them. And I'm going to show you in spite of them in more details tomorrow. We love you by what we do. I love this topic. Talk to you tomorrow.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.